Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
It's going to be a glorious night, and I'm sure that God has so much for us. There's something about the move of God. When he starts, it cannot be stopped. Are we here together? And I started sharing with us about the rise of generational deliverers. Please listen to me attentively tonight. It's going to bless you. The rise of generational deliverers. And I said that in every family, God will not leave a generation or a family without somebody who was supposed to stand out and be the defender or the savior. Whenever God raises up people, he knows that the devil is coming around town. He would have set aside one person, at least one person whose head will not be bowed in shame. There will be one person who will say, I refuse to accept this testimony. I refuse to accept this negative report. There must be one person who will say, God, this cannot be me. And I read to you that day, I read Obadiah chapter 1 verse 21. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 21, the Bible says there that saviors shall rise. Then saviors shall come to Mount Zion to judge the mountain of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Saviors shall arise. Go to do KJV. Let's see it now. I like the way put in KJV. Then saviors shall arise. Saviors shall arise, and saviors shall come up on the Mount Zion to judge the mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Saviors. That means every family, every generation, there will always be somebody that is sent on an assignment to ensure that everybody will not bow their head in shame, to ensure that they will not continue the way things have been. Are we here together? Does anybody get what I'm saying tonight? So why do we need saviors? Let's go a little bit now. Why do we need saviors? Number one, the reason we need saviors is because the world is full of wicked people and devil goes about enslaving people. So we will need saviors. We will need people who can deliver them from the snare of the fowler. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5 verse 19, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. Satan uses wicked people to perpetrate wickedness. You must have read the Bible in the book of Esther. Haman decided that all the Jews will die. Haman had concluded, he had written a document and nobody was aware because he was the secretary, and he decided whatever he was going to write. So he said that on a particular day, I have decided today that all the Jews in the land of Shushan will die. For what reason? Why? Just because he's jealous. Just because he hates the Jews. Just because he has seen that there is a shining star and a bright light. One of the reasons the devil wants to quench your fire and your light is because he's scared of what you are carrying. Tap your neighbor, says, devil is scared of what I am carrying. Oh, you're not saying it. Tell the person, the devil is scared of what I am carrying. I'm a carrier of light. My light cannot be put out. My light cannot be put out. You are not saying it with aggression. My light cannot be put out. Said, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Men do not light a candle and put it under a bushel. God did not put the light inside of you so that you'll be under. And your head will never be bowed in shame in the name of Jesus. Haman decided that all the Jews would die. So he made up his mind. He did the writing. And he took the signet of the king. And he put a seal on it. And he said, on so day, every single Jew in the land will die. We will go and kill them. And in that verdict, it has been said, they should not defend themselves. In other words, when they come and they stand, you must not raise. If you raise your hand, just put your neck and let them kill you. What? That's a terrible one. Very terrible. The Bible says Mordecai saw that. And Mordecai got concerned. That's why I said saviors will always rise. Listen to me. Woe is that person who has the mandate of a savior. And at the set time of rising, you refuse to rise. You will cause a whole generation to perish. Yeah, just imagine if Mordecai did not do anything. Just imagine if Mordecai had said, let whatever will be. Many of us are saying things like that. And the devil is excited whenever you say it. Tonight you are going to say, I'm not going to take that nonsense. I'm not going to accept this mess in my family. I will not accept this kind of report in my life. I will not accept this nonsense in my generation. Is there a savior in this house tonight? I can hear the voice of savior say, I am here. Shout it, say, Pastor, I am here. Savior shall arise. They will judge the mount of Esau. They will shut the mouth of lions. They will stop the hand of wickedness. Mordecai saw that this was wickedness, so he decided in his heart that he would not allow that kind of thing happen. Then somehow heaven began to work the whole thing. It's Mordecai that got angry, but it would not be Mordecai actually, because he's also in the line of saviors. So Mordecai needed to rise, and they decided that somehow, because of what will happen, Vashti needed to misbehave in the palace. And when Vashti misbehaved in the palace, they brought all the girls in the town, and somehow Esther was squeezed in. I don't know how you came to the face of the earth. Your parents probably did not plan it. Some of you, your parents will tell you, we did not plan to have you. It just happened. We got married out of wedlock. They are accidental parents, but they are no accidental children. Every child that is born into the world is of God. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying tonight? He said, Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. I did not just know you. I ordained you a savior, a prophet. A prophet is a savior. A prophet is one who brings the word of God and counsels the plans of Satan. He says, Jeremiah, I ordained you a savior, and not just to your family, a savior to the nations. Yet Jeremiah said, I'm a small boy. No, don't say that. Sometimes you don't feel qualified. Many of the times, most of the saviors that I have seen and I have known, many of them never feel qualified. And God doesn't pick the qualified. He picks the ones that were disqualified so that he will qualify them. Is anybody getting what I'm saying tonight? So sometimes when you begin to feel like, I don't think I'm qualified, I don't think I'm the right person, I don't think I'm the, that's why you are the right person. That's why you are the person. In fact, we should bundle you and push you on stage. Have you seen many people that refuse to come on stage because they thought they were shy? Then one day somebody just pushed them by force. And at the end of the day, they won the contest. There is a giant inside of you. Can you say there's a lion inside of me? There's an eagle inside of me. There is fire inside of me. I carry what it takes to deliver a whole nation. I carry what it takes to set the captives free. Is there a savior in the house tonight? Can you jump up and shout, I am here? Saviors shall rise out of the mount of Zion, and they will judge the mount of Esau. The Bible says, when that started happening, Mordecai organized and put Esther in line. Esther found favor. Esther got into the palace, and somehow Esther wanted to relax. I don't know the savior that is here. You have seen some level of comfort, and you are about to relax. You have seen some level of peace, and you are about to relax. He says, woe to him that is at ease in Zion. She will not be relaxed until you see the joy of your family. I have set watchmen over thy walls, O Jerusalem. They shall not sleep day and night until Jerusalem becomes a praise, until your family name is put in the map of the whole world, until your family name is recognized. I will not rest. I'm not preaching to somebody here tonight. Can you tap your neighbor a high five? Say, I will not rest. Tap your neighbor a high five. Say, I will not rest. Esther came to comfort. So she relaxed and she was just watching. She was going to eat a nice food in the morning. In the afternoon, they had something good for her to eat. In the evening, everything. So somehow, she started feeling like, this is it. I don't know where you are right now, but this is not it. There is more to what you're supposed to do. There is more to the purpose of your life. There is more to God's call upon your life. I prophesy, she will never settle for less. Hey, you didn't hear that. You didn't hear that. I say, you will never settle for less. Yeah. Those that have settled already, may this message be the catalyst to drive you to the place of your manifestation. In the name of Jesus. Somehow, Mordecai gave a report to Esther, and he said, go and tell Esther, I'm not doing what I'm doing because I feel like doing it. I am doing it as Mordecai because I know that I am a savior. And saviors must learn how to pass buttons to other saviors. It takes a savior to see what is inside another person. I know that I am a savior. I know that I'm a generational deliverer. I know that I'm the beginning of a new order. I know that I am the one to set things right anytime I go around places. And I have the capacity and the potential to make it happen in others. And that's how you are too. Can you say, I know myself. You're not saying it. Can you say, I know myself? I can make things happen actually. Can you say, I know myself? Oh, I can turn around this my family. I will bring wealth to this family. I will bring peace to this family. I will bring hope to this nation. Nigeria is too small for me. Are there people like that? Yeah, are there people like that? Yeah. Yeah. Saviors shall rise. And somehow the savior in Esther got angry. And the Bible says Esther heard that. And she told him, he said, go and tell everybody to fast for me. So everybody will die if I don't do anything. And what did Mordecai actually say to Esther? He said, Esther, could it be that you were raised for such a time as this? Could it be that you were raised for such a time as this? If you read at the earlier part of this place, that's what it says. And as soon as that came, that was the trigger. That was what triggered the Savior inside of Esther. He says, for thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance rise to the Jews from another place. In other words, sir, if you refuse to do it, somebody else will do it. Can you tap your neighbor, hold the person in a holy manner and say, nobody will take my place. You are too scared of your neighbor. Hold the person, say, nobody will take my place. Hey! Then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Whether the next president, whether the next person, there will be a voice in that family. Who knows? I don't know who I'm talking to. I've told you that I'm scared of you guys. I've told you that I'm always afraid when I preach to you because I know that you are carriers of light. You are carriers of power. You are carriers of greatness. Somebody say, Pastor is talking to me tonight. Oh, you didn't say, Pastor is talking to me tonight. Who knows? That's what he said. He said, who knows whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Who knows whether you were born? Do you know that the day you were born, God planned your birth? God organized the dispensation you will live in. You will not have lived in a better season than now. This is the best season for you to be alive. Sir, it was what a wonderful time to be alive. This is the best time that you can be alive. You know why? It has been planned and programmed into your destiny. The assignment and the calling of your life. If you had come earlier, it would not have been fine. If you had come later, it would not be good. You are just right on time. Can you put your hand up to say, I'm right on time? Some people say, why they bomb me for this country? Please stop that trash. You are a savior. Saviors usually don't find themselves where things are all right. They make things all right. If everything is all right, then what are you living for? You are designed to make it right. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Yes. See, if you keep quiet, Esther, everybody will die. And the Bible says, she said, go and tell them, pray for me 3 days. And while they were fasting and praying, Esther made a word. She said, if I die, I die. If I perish, I perish. Sir, I know in my heart that when Esther said that she has signed it for her life, that whatever it would take, this thing will never happen. You must make, if you are going to save situation of things in your family, if you're going to save situation of things anywhere, if you're going to change the narrative in any organization, you must make up your mind that you will never allow certain things to remain the same way. And if I die, I die. It's better to die doing what is worth it than to live like a coward, a beggar, cheap life. Many people are comfortable with cheap life. Just going by the day from paycheck to paycheck, salary to salary, from just managing a business and patching up. That's not the life you have been called to. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person. The Bible says God's chosen prize vessel to show forth the praises of him who has called you out of what? Darkness into his word. I'm special. And I know it. I'm born for such a time as this. Designed for this dispensation. Is anybody getting what I'm sharing tonight? Saviors will always rise that way. The next reason why saviors must arise, I told you, number one, the world is full of wickedness. And the Bible says that eventually Esther showed up on board and she stood her ground. She went to the king. And after she met with the king, everything happened. The Bible says the day they were supposed to destroy the Jews. You know the story of Haman and Mordecai. How Haman stood his ground. Saviors don't bow. You know the problem of Haman? The problem of Haman was that Mordecai would not bow. If Mordecai had come and said, okay, Haman, no problem. Oh, okay, he would say, yes, my boy, my rat, come around. Listen, there are certain things you should not bow before. Don't bow to that shame. Don't bow to that failure. Don't bow to that situation in your house. Everybody's misbehaving around the house and you want to bow to the same thing. You want what killed every other person to kill you? You want what silenced every other person to silence you? Oh, you're not that kind of person. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm not going to bow for that shit. I'm not going to bow for that trash. I'm not going to bow for that devil. I'm different. You will not bow. Poverty eating people and say, no, I'm not part of them. Everybody dying with particular sickness, I'm not part of them. In fact, I'm going to start a new order and every other person will follow. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? Wow. That's it. One of the reasons why God raises saviors is because men are under the oppression of Satan, the devil. Exodus chapter 3, verse 37. Exodus chapter 3, verse 7, rather. Let me show you this. Exodus chapter 3, verse 7. God will always raise saviors. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrow. God knows what's happening around town. God knows what's happening in the country. God knows what's happening in your family. So saviors must arise because things, people are under oppression and sorrow and pain. Saviors cannot afford to sit there. Never. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptian, to bring them up from that land to a good land, a large land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Go ahead now, go ahead. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me. Guy, the cry of your family has reached God. And you are the one he's sending. I say you are the one he's sending. You didn't hear me. I say you are the one he's sending. You are the one that will turn things around. You are the one that will make all the difference. You are the one that will shift things. You didn't hear me. I say you are the one that will shift things. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, Mavis. Oh, you're sleeping in church tonight. You are sleeping in church tonight. Come now, Mavis. Come now, Mavis. Hey, my name is sweet in God's mouth. He's looking for a savior and he says, come now, Mavis. Come now, Mavis. I'm sending you, Mavis. You are turning things around, Mavis. You are the light in the darkness, Mavis. Somebody say, come now, Mavis. Oh, you guys are selfish people. Can you say, come now, Mavis? I don't know what you're doing tonight. Therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh. Saviors are always sent to the opposition. That's why, in case you see that things are looking funny and tough in your life, don't be surprised. It's not anything new. That is how it happens to saviors. Saviors always face oppositions. Okay, look at Joseph. You saw what Joseph faced. Was Joseph not a savior? Esther, you saw what she faced? Her father and mother died. She was an orphan. He said, I don't have anybody. That's why I'm like, eh? You're a savior. She became an orphan and her uncle decided to take her in. In other words, she would have been one of those girls you would have thought that nothing good would come out of her life. Even Jesus was born in a manger. The savior of the whole world. So it's a family pattern thing. What a pattern. It is the pattern of saviors that there will be opposition. But in all these things, we are more than conquer. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? Now, Mavis, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people. You will bring my people, the children of Nigeria, the people in Africa, the people all around the world, out of their Egypt experience. But Moses said, God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? That's how some of you are answering and saying, God, eh? Me. I know myself. I cannot speak plenty English, God. And God is saying, it's not your English that I need. It is what I have kept inside of you. Esther would have said, who am I, Lord? I'm just an orphan girl. I'm a little girl. I don't know what to say. Jeremiah said the same thing. Who am I, God? I'm just a little boy. And he said, Jeremiah, don't say that you're a little boy. I put my word in your mouth. Don't look at their faces. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's a pattern for saviors. Can't you see that pattern? It's a pattern for all of them. Pattern for all of them. Moses said, God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? So he said, I will certainly be with you. Every savior must know that God is with you. When you pass through the waters, he said, I am with you. When you're going through the fire, he said, I am what? I'm with you. Even sometimes you cannot even see God wherever it is, but you know that God is where? He's there. Even when I don't see it, he's working. Even when I don't feel it, he's working. He has assured me that he is there with me. Can you look at yourself and say, God is with me? Can you say it loud? God is with me. I am not fighting this battle alone. I am not doing this all by myself. Can you say it loud? God is with me. Oh my God. God is with me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and the staff, they comfort me. Even prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies, and pour oil upon my head. My cup, hey, surely goodness, mercy, follow me all the days of my life. Listen to me, Savior. God is with you. Things might look tough, but God is with you. You might look like the only one carrying the burden of the family. God is with you. It might look like life is getting hard and you're crying and you're saying, God, why me? God says, no. The reason is because of what you are pregnant with. Saviors always have their share cut of life's terrible experiences. And the reason is not because God is unfair or God is unjust. It is because of the weight of the assignment. It is part of the things you need for preparation. You cannot enter the palace until you have been prepared for the palace. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Yes. The preparation is very important. The preparation is very important. Yes. Saviors shall arise. Can you put my scripture back for me, please? I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Go ahead now. Then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? That means the identity. By whose identity will I say I am coming? By whose authority will I say I am coming? What is the name of this God that is sending you? Is anybody getting the gist tonight? Say, they will ask me, what is the name? What is the name of the God? Who is sending you? Go to verse 14. Let's go there now. Then God, and God said, can you shout it loud together? Everybody wants to go. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. I am has sent me to you. I am has sent me to you. When they ask you who's sending you, you tell them what? I am has sent me to you. They say, who told you can do it? I am has sent me to you. Who told you this little boy in this family? I am has sent me to you. Who told you that you can carry this assignment? I am has sent me to you. Who said that this thing has killed others? I am has sent me. They can mention the names. They can tell you, everybody, whoever tried to do it, they all died. What do you tell them? I am has sent me to you. Give a shout of praise tonight. Can you welcome God's servant in the house? God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am has sent me to you. Look at your neighbor, say, I am has sent me. He's sending me to my family. He's sending me to my locality. He's sending me to my nation. He's sending me to be the light that shines in darkness. I am the light that darkness cannot comprehend. I am the salt in my family. I bring preservation to my family. I bring hope to my family. I give taste to my family. I am. Obama sent me. Hey! They say, who sent you? You look at them and say, what? I am a sent. That sickness has killed everybody in the family. You look at them and say, what? I am a sent. They said everybody died of the same condition. You look at them and say, what? I am a sent. They say you are too small. It has killed bigger people. I am. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in me. Glory. Lift up your hands and begin to worship God tonight. I am has sent me to you. 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 The sickness killed every other person. He said, no, not me. I am has sent me to you. They said that poverty ravaged everybody in the family. You say, not me. I am has sent me to you. They said, who told you you are a small boy? You say, one with God is majority. I am has sent me to you. They say, you are not skilled, you are not talented, you are not gifted. You tell them, he teaches my hands to war and my fingers in battle. I am has sent me to you. I'm a generational deliverer. I'm a generational deliverer. I'm a generational deliverer. I'm a generational deliverer. He said, I will make you an eternal excellency, the joy of many generations. Not only this generation will enjoy you, the next generation will hear of you and they will bow to God. The next generation will hear of you and they will bow to God. I didn't hear you so loud. Amen to that. I am has sent me to you. The gods of your father's house rise and you tell them, shut up. I am has sent me to you. They bring a report and your mom said, let me tell you the history of this our family. Everybody did this. Everybody, tell them, I am has sent me to you. Are we here together? I'm going to find another time and I'll teach you the processing and the training of generational deliverers. Because when you shout, I am has sent me to you, they will check your profile. Then I'll show you how to make your CV work. Are we here together? Lift up your hands and begin to bless the name of the Lord tonight.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.